Joe Dunleavy, it's been a very significant week for you. There was the Ulster Rugby Open training session at Letterkenny Rugby Club. But prior to that, the Ulster Rugby Academy squad was announced for the coming season. And no doubt you were delighted back for another year.
Yeah, obviously, I'm delighted to get another chance at, you know, training Ulster and playing Ulster. So I was very happy with that. But I think that was off the back of a pretty good year for me personally, so hopefully this year can be the same and hopefully get some more out of it.
So just to explain to people the structures there within Ulster Rugby, essentially there is a player development pathway from under-16s, and you're now in the academy, which is just a step below the full Ulster Rugby squad itself.
Yeah, so I would have started off with under-16s and then 17s, 18s, 19s, and then into academy straight out of school. So it wasn't as easy as it sounds. Like, there was a lot of training, a lot of hard work, and you know, I think it's credit to the pathway Ulster have. Like, they put a lot of work in every week. So, and yeah, it was a tough pathway, but I was really happy to get that academy contract, and I'm glad to be getting another year out of it.
So exactly what does this contract mean? How many days will you be training, and sort of what sort of commitments does it entail?
Yeah, basically it's pretty much is the same as a senior thing. Like, you train full time, you train 4 to 5 times a week, and you know, you're pretty much giving your time up to Ulster, and you just, you know, you do whatever they say, and yeah, it's pretty hard work, but it's the best thing is probably, it's enjoyable. Like, you're getting up every day just to do rugby and train and play rugby, so I enjoy it mostly.
So just to recap on your pathway so far, you started off with Letterkenny, went through the ranks, so to speak. You're with Malone now and playing at a high level.
Yeah. So I would have gone through Letterkenny under fives the whole way up to under 18. So it was, me and my brothers have all played with the club, so I have a big, I know I was a big bomb in the club, like, I would have been there for a good while, so, and then obviously I got picked up with Ulster and went on from there and played with City of Derry and then with Malone. So yeah, it's been a long pathway, like, but it's been good.
And then you started to knock on the door for provincial level and also international level.
Yeah, so I would have played, last year I got playing in the British Irish Cup with the Ulster A team, so that's like the academy kind of slash senior team, so that was pretty good. And then obviously I got picked up with the Irish under 20s, and I would have played in the Six Nations and then in the World Cup, so I think that was a really nice ending to last year for me.
Now, during the week, Letterkenny Rugby Club hosted Ulster Rugby for an open training day. They'd been in Coleraine on the Tuesday. Letterkenny was the venue on Thursday. And for local people, it was an opportunity to see some of the really big names. Rory Best was there, of course. And you were very much involved. I was told there was something in the region of 70 people in the whole squad down, so it gives an idea of just the scale of things at the top level, and a very enjoyable day.
Yeah, it was a bit strange being on the pitch compared to the last time they came. I was one of the kids watching, so it was really nice to get back home and, you know, get back on that pitch, like, because it was 3 years since I last played on it. So it was nice to see all the kids out and stuff, and hopefully they fall in the same footsteps and have the same aspirations from that day seeing them train. So, but yeah, it was a great day. I think a lot of the players enjoyed it, and they enjoyed the crowd that came out and stuff. So it was really nice getting back down to where it all started, yeah.
And I think people really appreciated the fact that the players at the end stayed around and signed autographs and chatted away with people, and having that connection with the grassroots is so important.
Oh, it is, 100%. I think, you know, it's the clubs and stuff that at the end of the day are putting players through, and some of them end up playing with Ulster, so they're so key to Ulster and helping them push on. And you know, I think the players are very happy to stay back and get chatting with a lot of people around there because they put in effort to come out and, you know, watch them week in, week out. And then, you know, it's nice to get back to where they are and just, you know, getting that time to be able to talk to them and stuff and see how they're doing.
Now, the visit to Letterkenny was part of the build-up for the Guinness Pro 14, which starts in September. Will there be many opportunities for yourself to train and to be involved with the senior squad, as was the case on Thursday?
Yeah, hopefully. Like, you know, it's so far I've been training with them during the pre-season, and so that's been great. Like, it's a step up in training, but I'm learning so much from it. Like, I'm learning from a lot of great players, and it's nice to see what kind of level they're at. You can aim for that and try and even do better. So I think it's been great so far, and hopefully during the season I get more chances to train with them. But yeah, hopefully I can get a chance this year. It's just being patient and keep my head down is the main thing at the minute, and obviously I have personal goals to try and achieve, but at the minute it's just keeping the head down and making sure I'm patient and hopefully get my chance.
And just looking at the physique of people, it's not just about the training on the pitch, off the pitch, a lot of work going on in the gym. So what sort of discipline do you have to have there? No doubt diet comes into play as well.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, that's key. Like, I think we've a lot of guys helping out in the background. Like, we have a nutritionist and obviously have our strength and conditioning staff, so they put in a lot of work in making sure that we're doing, you know, because we spend more time off the pitch, making sure our diet and stuff's right. So if we get that all right, you know, it helps out massively during the pre-season. And you know, it's we gym sometimes twice a day, and then, you know, you have your nutrition and stuff to, you know, we get fed, we get our breakfast in the stadium, we get our lunch and dinner in the stadium. So it's all quite handy like that. And you know, you're eating the right food and stuff. So it helps out massively. Yeah.
And finally, Jojo Lively, your aspirations for the coming season?
Hopefully this year is my chance to get my first cap. But I just need to stay patient and just keep working hard. And I think just this year is just trying to improve as much as I can and show that I'm learning as much as I can and keep on with Ulster. It's the main thing.
And at club level with Malone, will that mean you're playing in All-Ireland League action quite a lot?
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully, you know, we have a good side. We have a lot of academy and a few senior guys mixed in with the Malone squad. So hopefully this year we can push on again and get another league win under us. So yeah, that'll be massive as well.